Dermot and Dave's.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Dermot and Dave's Mind Yourself Now on Today FM.
Yeah, that's right. Mind yourself now. So it's kind of looking after your mind, body and spirit is how it's put. Tips on anything and everything, really. And we always get an expert in. And today is no exception. I'm delighted to be joined in studio by a success coach and motivational speaker, Eva Pitrek. How was that pronunciation?
Very good, Joe. Thank you for having me here.
I've been sweating about that all morning. How am I going to do a good job pronouncing Eva's name? Where are you from?
I'm from Poland originally.
Okay. So thanks for coming in. This is about productivity and how someone can improve their productivity. And you've got some tips. But I suppose the hook really, or why it's so relevant, I think, more than usual, is that when the weather is so good, even psychologically, you just kind of want to leave the office. You just want to get out more. You know, it's hard. I mean, it's you feel like you're missing out on something, and you are. You're missing out on some nice weather.
Totally. And I was just thinking about this when you announced how can you be productive when it's so warm outside. I personally give myself rewards.
Oh yeah, so, ice cream is it?
So yeah,
a 99 with a big flake in it.
That too.
Right.
I give myself a park time actually. So I decide, okay, I'm going to get this done today. And at such and such time throughout the day, I'm going to go to the park and I'm going to relax. Or this weekend, I'm going to just chill in Herbert Park like yesterday.
Yeah.
So I give myself rewards. So it's not so daunting. Oh my God, I have to just work hard because I work from home. So basically, this is even harder because everybody is sitting in the parks outside.
Yeah.
And you have to discipline yourself. So I give myself rewards.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting way of doing it. You've kind of five tips for becoming more productive. And the first one is time management. And this is an issue for a lot of people. And you're kind of saying to manage tasks and not time.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. So often we think that we can manage time, but everybody has 24/7. It's like me and you, we have the same amount of time. But the truth is that the key to productivity is actually to manage tasks. So what we tend to do is put off the most difficult tasks till last. And then in the evening, we get a little bit tired and we never get them done. And that's how it is. And then we just actually beat ourselves up so we don't get productive. But if we actually decide to do the biggest and most challenging tasks first, that's when you get 10 times more done in a day than you would normally do.
Okay. Mm. So don't put off the thing you're dreading that you have to do. Do that first.
Yeah.
Even if it takes, and do you think it'll take shorter or longer? How does it balance out with the rest?
That's a good question, actually. So depends if something takes long time, maybe you can spread it out over 2 days. But do it the first thing in the morning or the first thing when you actually have time, because what's going to happen is you're going to move forward towards your goals or towards your business tasks all the time very quickly, and you're going to have huge sense of reward.
Okay.
I did the monster first, or a big fat frog, as Brian Tracy says in his book, Eat That Frog, very good productivity book.
Okay.
I just got it done first. And so what's going to happen is you're going to feel so satisfied and so proud of yourself that the little nitty gritty tasks, they will be piece of cake.
And they won't bother you so much.
That's true.
Another thing you advise is plan at night.
Yeah.
So should you not be just chilling out watching Netflix at night? No?
I know, it's a good one. So technically you could plan either just before bedtime or right after you wake up. But planning, I suppose the main point is planning is very important. I personally plan every evening. I write out my 6 goal achieving activities or 6 business achieving activities.
And especially for the following day or what happened that day?
For the following day.
You're very organized. God.
It's a habit.
Right. Go on anyway.
But you know what? If someone, I suppose, you know, not everybody is going to do it at night. You can do it first thing in the morning. But see what happens most of the time, we get up and we get stuck right into the tasks. And what happens? You do the bits and pieces, answering emails, Facebook, social media. You get lost in the mundane rather than doing the right thing. And so if you write down what you need to get done, especially those 1 or 2 tasks that are key.
Yeah, in the evening time.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, or maybe, could you do it just before you leave work?
Totally. It's up to you.
It's just getting your head in a kind of a, look, this is tomorrow, I'll do those 2 or 3 things tomorrow, get that sorted. And if you do that each evening, then you'll get on top of it.
Yeah.
Procrastination is a terrible thing. and it can cause people to not get tasks done really unnecessarily. It's just a bit of a block. So you're one of your points is focus and don't procrastinate.
Yeah, so focus actually, and it goes back to these activities or knocking off tasks on your to-do list.
Yeah.
The truth is that we're never going to get it all done.
Yeah.
So we have to become very masterful in terms of what am I doing first? What is my most important result-oriented activity that I'm going to get done first? And so how do we practice focus? I mean, I'm sure you've noticed sometimes how easy it is to get distracted with Facebook.
Who are you again? Yes, of course.
Exactly.
No, you're right. I mean, I'm listening to you and I'm going, yeah. And most people go, oh, yeah, I wish I didn't procrastinate so much. But it's very difficult. It's such a human trait. It's such a common characteristic.
In fact, procrastination is actually a habit. And we can overcome it by creating little habits like, you know what? First thing that I'm going to do every day is a challenging task.
Okay.
So that's, you know, because procrastination is putting everything off.
That's interesting to view it as a habit that you can break. And like many habits, you can develop them or break them or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. It's not easy, but, you know, once you train yourself bit by bit, even like a decision to do one challenging task first every day, that's going to make a huge difference. But you also mentioned focus. And it's very important if you want to get the job done to be focused, laser focused on one activity at a time so that you don't get scattered with Facebook, social media and emails.
And all those distractions, yeah.
And there's a lovely exercise that I teach to my clients. I work with lots of entrepreneurs and lots of people in leadership positions in companies, and they often get scattered with and distracted. So I teach very simple activity which can get you laser focused in 30 days. So you're simply sitting down on a very comfortable chair and you're looking across from where you sit and you spot a dot on the wall, or maybe you can mark a dot on the wall or you can have a picture on the wall, and you bring your attention towards that dot. 30 seconds a day of this exercise for 30 days is going to make you laser focus. It's very simple. Try it.
I will try it. I'll come back to you now.
Don't
and I'll tell you one thing. If I am not focused, you are in.
Let me know, Joe.
It's an interesting one. Okay. Some of our listeners might try that out as well. You also recommend that people learn to say no, which I think we can all understand. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you really just have to go, look, I'm at capacity or I have enough going on. And then another one which I like is improve strengths and delegate weakness.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of saying that if there's something that you dread doing and they cause worry and negativity, you should delegate them. But what if you can't delegate tasks? What if that's your job? What if you can't delegate stuff that you don't want to do?
Well, if you can't, then you need to change how you look at it. And, you know, Wayne Dyer said, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change.
That's a good one.
So it's a perception.
Like
I actually ran an event, a workshop this weekend on Saturday on attitude.
Okay.
How do you look at things, right? If let's say when I started my business, I hated sales. But see, I can't be business owner if I hate sales.
Very true.
And this is my main money generating activity, so I need to get to love it.
Yeah.
So I needed to start looking at sales as something different. So I changed my perception and I said to myself, you know, selling is not just shoving something into someone's hand that they don't need. Selling is service. I'm going to go out there and present what I've got and help someone change their lives with it. And whether they want it or not, that's another ball game. So I changed how I look at this. But if so you said, what do you do if you can't delegate? Well, that's what you do. You change your perception and you keep repeating it. You find the best perception on what you need to do that produces the main goal achieving task or money if you're a business owner, and then you get to enjoy it eventually.
Okay, excellent stuff. There's a lot in there. You can find out more at abundantresults.com. That's your website. And you offer one-to-one coaching sessions and training programs and webinars as well. Thinking into results. So hopefully if you're listening and you're going, I'd really love to get out today and go to the park and all the rest of it, you can do that because it's a reward. Eva has told you that. You can do that. But that's tips on how to improve productivity. Eva, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.